that's the true way of told it, and I know a bunch of them now. There's Phillips. Phillips is his children's around here. Drank that hog blood, and then he'd take it and make a pudding pie before he got feed his children on.
I don't guess you ever had any of that stuff.
No, I never did eat none of that. But I seen that now. I know he did.
Did you ever take...
Well, I never liked to, but I've heard of folks making blood pies, but I never did taste of none.
That's something that just, I don't know,
doesn't
appeal.
I couldn't do it. I know I couldn't. I know I couldn't drink hot blood. I wouldn't want to eat it.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the juice from the sauce and maybe stir it up with cornmeal and maybe add some hard meat and cook it, and then later after it gets cold slice it up and fry it? You ever heard of something like that?
No, I don't know that.
Have you ever heard of a scrapple?
Scrapple.
I've heard of it, but I didn't know what it was.
I probably heard of it, but I didn't know. Don't know now.
If you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, how would you describe the taste?
Rank, I'd say.
Rank.
Rank.
You ever heard anybody say rancid?
Yeah.
What do you call the thick sour milk that you keep around?
Clabber.
Clabber. You ever heard that called anything else?
Whey.
No, the whey comes off of the clabber. God, I don't know what happened.
Okay. What kind of...
When it's just sour, and it's Blue John. It's what we call it, Blue John, but when it really got fermented and it was lumpy-like, good, it was clabber. Yeah, when you churned it, it's buttermilk.
What kind of cheese can you make from clabber? What do you call that stuff?
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, I would think that was cottage some. It's got some milk in it, I know cottage cheese has. And it's a ranky taste. Something I don't like.
What's the first thing that you have to do to milk after you get through milking in order to get the impurities out?
Well, then strain it.
Strain it. Have you ever had anything for dessert that wasn't exactly like apple pie, but it might have been made out of apples or some kind of fruit, and it was cooked in a real deep dish and it had a crust on top?
Well, yeah, or apple tart. My mother used to make them cooked like that.
What about apple cobbler?
Yeah, apple cobbler, like a pie. That's what I call an apple pie.
Is that right?
My mother cooked it in a bunch of us, and she didn't make a pie.
Yeah.
Apple pie or peach pie. And then take it up and serve it in a little dish for dessert.
Well, that's good. What about if somebody has a real good appetite, you might say, well, he sure likes to put away
his food.
His food. Have you ever heard anybody call it vittles?
Yes,
Would you ever say that?
I have done it, and the older folks, when I come along, it was vittles.
Vittles?
Yeah.
Our daddy would use that word.
Yeah, my dad was dead, but my mother too. And I am yet. Some.
What about something that made out of milk and cream, maybe mixed with sugar and nutmeg, that you might pour over a pie? What would you call something like that? Some kind of sweet liquid served with a pudding.